The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short lecture by Hujjatul Islam, Sayyid Muhammad Rezvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the first Friday of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our amal and increase our tawfiqat during this holy month. I would like to go through a couple of passages from the famous khutbah of the Prophet welcoming the month of Ramadan, just to remind ourselves about one or two dimensions of this holy month. The first is the social dimension. Ramadan is not just an individual, personal quest for spirituality. It has also a very strong social dimension. And in that khutbah of the Prophet welcoming the month of Ramadan, there is a place where he says, وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَىٰ فَقَرَائِكُمْ وَمَسَاكِينَكُمْ, that, you know, give charity to the poor in your society and to the masakeen, the needy. And not only it's the issue of concern for the less fortunate members of the society, but also to extend, you know, our concern or rebuild connections with those who are close to us, especially when it comes to the interaction within the community. And so he says, after talking about giving charity for the fuqara and masakeen, وَوَقِّرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ, you know, show respect to your elders, وَرَحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ, and be kind towards those who are younger than you, وَصِلُوا عَرْحَامَكُمْ, and maintain the ties with those who are related to you. Later on, he comes to a point where he singles out a very special segment of the community, وَتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِ النَّاسِ, and show your sympathy to the orphans of the community, of the people. يُتَحَنَّ عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِكُمْ. If you do this, you know, we don't know what will happen in the future. People will be kind and show sympathy to your orphans also. And this is where we come to realize that this issue of connecting the month of fasting with the social dimension is a very important element. One more, you know, dimension of this social element is the issue of those who miss the fasting with an excuse or without an excuse. In most cases, other than those who are reached to a point in their age where they cannot even fast, they are exempted totally. But others, for one reason or another, who are not able to fast, you know, either they have to pay fidya or kafara. They're two different things. There's a lot of confusion among the people about it. Fidya is a compensation for something that you cannot do. You know, it's a sacrifice in a way. Whereas kafara is a fine, it is a penalty. When a person misses the fast for a reason, with an excuse given in the Sharia, that's where the issue of fidya comes in. They have to do qaza and fidya, or in some cases, just fidya by itself. But those who miss the fasting without any valid excuse in the Sharia, they have to do the qaza, they have to make up their missed fast, but they also have to pay kafara. And there is a big difference between the two. Fidya, for example, you know, if you look at the ayat of Quran about fasting, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who, because of their old age, find it difficult to fast. And this is where he says, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ, those who have, you know, يُطِيقُونَهُ, basically it takes extra effort for them to fast because of their, health condition, then they are, in a way exempted. What they have to do? Fidya ta'am miskin. They have to give fidya to feed the miskin, the poor. And that is actually just 750 gram of rice or flour or another main grain used in that region per day. 750 gram of rice or flour per day, which comes for the whole month, it will be 22.5 kilo, which has to be given to the fuqara and the masakin. Of course, it is recommended that if you're going to pay that, if you have the ability to make it double. So instead of 22.5 kilo for the whole month, you pay 45 kilos. That is fidya for the whole month. But when it comes to kafara, somebody who had the ability to fast did not fast. No excuse. There the kafara is that for one day, either they do qaza, well, there's no either, it is qaza is there, and then in kafara, they have to fast 60 days for that one day that they missed. And first 30 days of that has to be continuous for one day. If they cannot do that kafara of 60 days, then they have to give food for 60 poor people. By the same ratio, 750 gram for one individual multiplied by 60. So in the case of fidya, in the recommended weight for the whole month was 45 kilos. In kafara for one day, it is 45 kilos. So remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, you want to miss, you miss. But then you have to help out the poor and the needy. This is where even, this issue of kafara and fidya is linked to this social dimension of, helping out those who are less fortunate members of the community. People say, what is the dollar amount? We are not into that, giving that number, because it depends on where it is being given. The main issue is that the recipient should get it in kind, not in, money form. And so you can use the rate of wherever you want to give it for the poor. If it's in Canada, you use Canadian rates. If you're in Iraq or, Afghanistan or Africa or Pakistan or India, you use according to the rates over there. The second, aspect of this social dimension is the community, building, in a way, if I can call it. That when we talk about this issue of feeding the fuqara and masakin, which is emphasized, even besides fidya and kafara, as the Prophet said, وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَىٰ فُقَرَائِكُمْ وَمَسَاكِينَكُمْ. So this is other than fidya and kafara. During the month of Ramadan, it is recommended to help the poor and the needy.
Ramadan.